Hello and welcome to the NewsRamp Industry and Manufacturing Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, ready to guide you through today's most important stories. NewsRamp.com brings you curated business news from top sources, keeping you informed and ahead of the curve. A quick note before we start, this podcast is created using AI and AI voices, but all the news stories are real, and you can find the complete articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Friday evening, October 31st, 2025, and we've got an exciting lineup of industry and manufacturing news waiting for you. So whether you're driving, taking a break, or winding down for the day, let's get right into it. Our first story today is
Stonegate updates coverage on NCS Multistage Holdings, Inc., NCSM 2025 Q3. Stonegate Capital Partners has updated their coverage on NCS Multistage Holdings, Inc., NCSM, for the third quarter of 2025. During this period, NCSM reported total revenues of $46.5 million, showing a 6.0% year-over-year increase, driven by strong U.S. and international product sales, particularly in fracturing systems and wellbore construction. Adjusted gross margins came in at 41.7%. Looking ahead, Stonegate expects modest revenue and margin growth for the remainder of FY25, supported by core product lines and contributions from the recent ResMetrics acquisition. NCSM also reported solid quarterly results, with revenue, gross profit, and EJA exceeding estimates. The company ended 3Q25 with a strong liquidity position of $44.7 million. The integration of ResMetrics is progressing well, with expected synergies and growth opportunities. Management has provided updated guidance for 4Q25 and FY25, with modest adjustments to their valuation model, resulting in a midpoint valuation range of $52.05 based on DCF analysis.
Lincoln acquires, plans turnkey delivery of Chandler AZ Data Center. Lincoln Property Company has acquired a 191,000 square foot data center in Chandler, Arizona, with plans to deliver new turnkey data center inventory. The property, located on 14.5 acres at 2500 W. Fryard, will undergo cooling system improvements to save millions of gallons of water monthly. The facility offers 28 megawatts of utility power and features four data center halls, with one already leased to a Fortune 500 enterprise user. Lincoln will fit out the remaining three halls, adding 16 megawatts of critical capacity. The project will transition to an air-cooled mechanical system, potentially saving up to 3 million gallons of water monthly for the city of Chandler. For leasing inquiries, contact Rob Doretti at Lincoln Property Company. Trilogy Metals, Inc., TMQ, CEO Tony Giardini participates in fireside chat about the Ambler Road in Alaska. Trilogy Metals CEO Tony Giardini recently discussed the Ambler Road, an industrial use-only road in Alaska that connects the Dalton Highway to the Ambler Mining District. The conversation covered topics such as road permits, the significance of this area, and project timelines. Giardini also talked about Trilogy's federal equity stake, with upcoming milestones, and the importance of certain metals for the economy and national security. This fireside chat with Rick Van Nieuwenhuis, chair of Valhalla Metals, highlighted the crucial role of the Ambler Road in enabling exploration and development in the region.
Mining news breaks: LaFleur Minerals Inc., LFLR, LRF, FSC, 3WK0, featured in Network Newswire editorial highlighting transition from explorer to producer Inc., trading under the symbols CSE, LFLR, OTCQB, LFLRF, and FSE, 3WK0, has been featured in a Network Newswire editorial highlighting its transition from explorer to producer. The editorial discusses how factors like inflation, geopolitical tensions, and supply constraints are driving investor interest in gold and silver producers, with LaFleur standing out as a junior miner moving towards production. With a fully permitted gold processing mill, LaFleur is ahead of many peers in the industry, showcasing its value as it shifts from exploration to cash-generating operations. The company is focused on developing gold projects in the Abitibi Gold Belt near Val-d'Or, Quebec, with a strong emphasis on its Swanson Gold Project and Beacon Gold Mill. LaFleur's Beacon Gold Mill, capable of processing over 750 tons per day, is being considered for processing material from Swanson and neighboring projects.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Industry and Manufacturing Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.